Email latedebate@rte.ie.
All right, Gabby, the issue of election posters. Once upon a time, there was a row between Michael McDougall and John Gormley over the erection of a poster. The Electoral Commission now seeing if the public wants to see any mugs on polls anymore.
Yeah, and they're inviting the public to have their say on election posters. Of course, the second general election is announced overnight, within hours, minutes even, you see these posters flying up on every single available poll. And politicians will tell you that's their way of getting their faces out there. That's their way of telling voters that there is an election on. And especially for new candidates, they're saying, look, that's how I get to know my constituents. And in fairness, there are strict rules around posters already. If you keep them up too long, you get slapped with a fine of €150 per poster. But the argument from the environmentalists is, of course, they're bad for the environment. There's always a few that gets lost, or maybe a few get robbed.
Okay, 30 seconds each. We'll run around the panel. Theresa Reedy, stay or go?
The only thing we can hope for is that this will finally get rid of this interminable whinge. You know, posters are not an inconvenience and a nuisance. They're part of our vibrant democracy. They're absolutely essential. We restrict lots of other forms of advertising. They're really important for candidates. They've become much more environmentally friendly, and I bet you every one of the politicians there will tell you they reuse theirs all the time anyway. And I just, if we get rid of them, we're going to have to give more money to candidates to advertise in other forms. And I think the first group should lose money are the Tidy Towns fascists, who've been advocating for this for a very long time.
Right, okay.
They're the first people who will be complaining about them.
All right, okay. Paul Donnelly, spring to the defence.
Well, I'd have
there
to agree with the vast
Towns
majority
committees.
Of what was being said.
Except
apart from the last
Tidy
piece.
Tidy Towns fascists.
Apart from the last piece, but I am a Tidy Towns member, so...
Right. Look, keep that right arm firmly on the table.
I won't do an Elon Musk there. Look, I genuinely believe they are a very, very important part of the electoral process. And particularly, look, obviously we'd be one of the larger parties now, but I do remember the days when we were a very small party on 1% and we were struggling.
With a word, stay or go?
So, absolutely stay.
Okay, Grace Boland, very briefly.
Stay.
Okay. All right, well, there you go. That's our lot for this evening. We won't encroach on Cathal Murray's time.